Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskin here, Christian Center Shreveport, doing our daily podcast. It's a prophetic week here from Shreveport, Louisiana, and we're releasing the prophetic God's given us. And today, I got another flood dream I had of where the enemy's trying to flood something I believe for next year. So we're going to press into this, and we're going to stop the plans of the enemy with the grace of God. All right, let's listen.
Finding my nerve, playing my part. I found shelter underneath his crown. Found favor inside his eyes. Rock this boat and I just might drown. Honesty seems to come with a price. There's a time to hold your tongue, time to keep your head down. There's a time, but it's not now. Sometimes you gotta go uninvited. Sometimes you gotta speak when you don't have the floor. Sometimes you gotta move.
Okay, that's our passage today. That's our message today. We're going to speak the word of the Lord. That's our desire and our call in life. Well, welcome. It's Thursday, the 14th day of March 2024. Hopefully, as I record this early, I had to fly. I am in Japan by now, sometime this day. And thank you for praying for us while we're there. We're going to try to give you some reports and updates. Watch our Facebook pages, YouTube, so forth. We'll probably do some live streams from here and just kind of updating you what's going on in the land and how you can pray and stand with God's purposes in Asia, especially Japan, which has a less than 1% Christianity. Population, if you want to call it demographic, and we're there to pray and break. One of the places we are going, we went last time too, is where many of the Christians were martyred as Christianity was growing in Japan in the Middle Ages. And there's a movie out there, I can't remember what it's called, Silence or something like that, and the Jesuits who were spreading the gospel in that area and the persecution that came from the Buddhists. And so we're there to speak life and to ask God to resurrect the seeds of those who gave their lives for the gospel there. So cover us in prayer, if you will. Okay, so I shared the dream Tuesday and Wednesday about a flood. God's going to drain the swamp and bring back some normalcy. We believe that's next year sometime, middle of the year. July is the timeline that some prophets are getting. So we're coming into agreement. Yesterday we gave you Ezekiel 12. God's not going to delay, I should say. He's never going to lie, but he's not going to delay the coming of these words. We just have to come in agreement. And as I was meditating, Lord, is there anything I can add to this? It reminded me of another dream I had. And because there's some other revelation out there, there's a prophetess, I'm trying to think here, Elizabeth Johnson, or Johnston, I think her name is. And she had a dream that next year, 2025, the enemy has planned a pandemic with the help of some nefarious people in the earth, against the earth, and really was going to target children. In her dream, the government was taking children out of homes for them not giving their kids the jab and not following all the protocols and everything like that. So it's a real strong warning. There's groups out there, I won't name them here because I don't want to be censored, but they actually have websites where they're already announcing the pandemic in 2025 when it would come. You're seeing the WHO do that, World Health Organization. They're calling it Disease X or whatever. We know this, that some of these groups in 2019, started making public statements online that the pandemic was coming, COVID-19 was coming, and it was going to hit the earth. They planned it in a sense. They say it was going to come. You know, how do you say that's going to happen? And then they say some animal spreads it, you know. So anyway, not to get into all that controversy and conspiracy, I'm just here to tell you there is a plan of the enemy. So this dream kind of goes with that. And I believe God is calling this group and groups like ours to stand up and say, no, we're not going to allow that. Now, we were deceived last time. We were warned about the bird flu. I remember Bob Jones and Rick Joyner, them gave that. And President Obama, when it came to America, he chose not to act on it. And it pretty much died out. They had planned the whole pandemic of, you know, everybody wearing masks and being quarantined. And he, of all people, said, no, I'm not going to do that. President Trump, I remember when COVID-19 hit, I remember on national television, he said, I'm debating whether to do nothing, but I'm going to listen to Fauci. And he made the decision to do what he did. Now, I'm not saying he made the wrong decision. I'm just saying that's where he was. Now, in this dream, I was with a group of people. I felt they were leaders in the body of Christ, and we were in a vehicle, and we were driving, and we came up to this, like a retail center, like a mall type thing, and we were kind of in a hurry, and we realized we had to slow down because of everybody in the car and everybody on the streets. Anyway, we decided to go to this one place. When we get to the parking area of this retail area, there were no cars. And just a few people on little islands in the parking lot, just kind of standing out there. It was kind of weird. And they were waving us down to stop because the flood had occurred further down the way. So we pulled up to it, and we thought, it doesn't look that bad. We should be able to go ahead and move forward. And then we walked to the left, and we get a better view of all this water, this flood that was starting to come in. It was hitting the retail areas that faced, a main street there. And I saw all this water in the parking lot, and it was going up to the door, and I saw how it was starting to flood the store. Here we go. I gave a little bit. This dream was a couple months ago. I've forgotten I had it. Anyway, I then all of a sudden had this telescopic view, like a telescope, and I can see the inside the store. I went past the glass windows, the glass doors, and I look in the doors, and I see the mask, the blue mask, you know, that everybody was wearing, and they're floating all over the stores, and all other items are starting to be moved by the rushing water that was coming in. So that was the basic end of the dream. So here's what I'm taking from this encounter. It looks like we're going to be okay. Doesn't look like it's going to be a problem. And that's what I thought. It's not going to be that bad. Isn't that what we said when COVID came? Everybody's, it's not going to be that bad. It's in China. It's over there. And some bat released it in a little town called Wuhan, 10 million people. It's not going to be that bad. And you're hearing this news because we've heard it before, bird flu, et cetera, and it never made it. Well, this is kind of what I'm seeing in this dream. Now, again, I'm adding this to other vetted prophetic people who are seeing the same thing, plus the physical evidence that these groups are saying online that in 2025 there will be a pandemic, another pandemic. And so to me, the stores were empty, the parking lot was, in other words, that tells me there was some level of quarantining. People were not out in the stores in the marketplace. That's what, to me, the retail centers speak of, the marketplace. And this flood had come in, and here we go. We're trying to flood us again with all these issues again. And it was going to affect everything because I saw that many items were being moved by the rushing water. So many things are going to be tried to be moved by the enemy as he floods us again with another false issue, another thing that he wants to bring chaos and fear. Now, we have the other prophetic dream that God's going to drain the swamp of this stuff. So I'm going to come into agreement that as the enemy comes in this way, we're going to deal with it. Well, where is that in the scripture, right? I quoted a little bit of it yesterday. New King James Version says in Isaiah 59:19-20, it says, "So they shall fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him." We put a comma there because the Lord is telling us here, when the enemy comes in, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Now, okay, so the Lord's just not going to do that without the work of the body of Christ. And he's not going to action act unilaterally without our engagement. So now we're getting prophetic that we've been flooded with issues already. I think that's the big immigration issue around the world. Our borders are wide open. Globalism is coming because it wants us to lose our prophetic identities, our specific tongues and tribes identities. That's what happens. You know, that's one thing that happened in the Middle East. And while the Middle East is chaotic right now, because after the war, Second War, First World War, and then Second World War, these entities in Europe got a map out and subdivided Assyria, Middle East, and made these little countries, divided up the tribes and their identities. And next thing you know, they started having to be in places they weren't normally, and they began to have divisions, and utter chaos broke out because they lost their identities. And that's what globalism does. It causes nations to lose their identities. And no longer do we stand for anything special. We are all alike. We become homogeneous, whatever you want to call it. We become alike. And that's the spirit of the age, right? All the sexual perversions. What is it? To be with people like yourself and not to have diversity. God said he made man and woman, made them separately so that they would be different but yet come together for a purpose. And now you have that being torn down, that model. So my point here is this is the plan of the enemy. And I'm not going to focus on the pandemic as far as the whatever disease he's going to try to send, but he is going to try to send it. I believe that. Like I said, the WHO and other organizations are not saying if, but when. And then they're putting timelines on it next year, and then we have dreams about it as well. Now, the dream I shared about where they were taking the children, they fully declared in that dream that we could fight this. It was a contending dream. It wasn't that it had to happen. And this is where I want us to stand, the 318 Company today, where it does say there in that passage, let's be this part right here. The Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. What is a standard? A standard is a unmovable marker. It's like the standard of righteousness. You can't move righteousness. You can't redefine grace. You can't redefine judgment. And that's what the church has tried to do. And the Lord says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, and we have multiple words now that he is coming in, and he already has, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up. That means if Christ be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him, right? Well, guess what? The Spirit of the Lord lifting up a standard is going to come through his intercessors, through his warriors, through the people that are fighting for the things of the Lord. That's our passion. You know, one of the things, the most beautiful things I think when I read The Final Quest was when Rick Joyner went to the throne of God, because, you know, not everybody's at the throne. It's about death to self and walking your journey out properly on the earth. When he went to the throne of God, he said one of the main groups of people he saw at the throne was women intercessors. Come on. You have these greats of the kingdom and the gospel, these men and women of the gospel through the preaching, teaching, whatever, doing signs, wonders, miracles. And you would think that the throne would be littered with those people, but instead he said it was littered with people of intercession, people who are making a difference in the world through prayer. That's why Reese Howe, the Intercessor book, is a requirement for our school, a requirement for our ministry, if you're going to be in intercession, to understand that hidden little room, that blue room in Wales, England, where they were contending against Hitler and against the evils of that day, were making a bigger difference in that little blue room. I've been to the blue room there in Wales. We're making a bigger difference than the Allied armies were, because God had raised up a standard against the flood of the enemy. Now, this is our word today, so I'm challenging you. The Lord said, I'm not going to delay my word of bringing normalcy and draining the swamp and draining the flood that the enemy has sent. So that's part of the standard that God's going to raise up. He's going to say, no, that's not coming to my people, because they pressed in and they prayed and they stood with me, and they have a proverb that my words are not going to be delayed. Let's make that our proverb. rather than, oh, that's for a long time from now. It's not going to happen, which is some of the proverbs we're hearing. No, we disagree with that. Well, thank you for listening this week. Let me pray for you. Father, today I did the best I could to share the revelation you're giving me. I pray that this company of people will just embrace it and hunger to walk it out and to carry out your word in this hour. We so need a body that will do that, Father. I decree today that your word is true and that, Lord, you're going to raise up a standard against the enemy's flood in the name of Yeshua. And we want to partner with you as we prophesy and pray according to your will. In the name of Yeshua. Amen. All right. God bless you. Well, thanks for listening each and every day with us here on our daily podcast. As we shared today and each and every day, we'd like you to share these stories or these prophetic insights with others so we can build an army to fight against the plans of the enemy in this hour. Thank you for supporting us. So many of you give to our ministry online. We thank you for that. You do that online and on an app or on our website. We bless you with that. Be encouraged today. We love you, and we look forward to hearing from you tomorrow. God bless. Bye-bye.